So we had this CEO in chief. Now we kind of need an inspirer in chief. We need someone who can take the department the next step, who can be respectful of the communities that the LAPD polices, and make for better relationships, and at the same time respectful of the rank and file, so they feel considered and feel that they're treated fairly, and that if they're disciplined, which they need to be from time to time, that it will be done with a fair and even hand, and that the cop on the street isn't going to be the one taking the heat when it really when somebody above him or her in command staff is not disciplined.
Now, the next chief won't have to deal with the federal consent decree, which called for wide-ranging reform within the department and was finally lifted this past July. How do you think that will affect the decision-making process for the next chief when it comes to issues of reform within the department?
One of the I've talked with a bunch of them personally about this particular issue, that now that the consent decree has been lifted, I think they believe that the true reform in the department's culture can begin, but not because the feds are making the LAPD do it, but because the LAPD is trying to become its best and most honest and most respectful of civil rights that it can possibly be.